Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Pires, my corporate announcement. But today, I've got some fantastic news for the English cricket lovers. One thought that England cricket was done and dusted, isn't it? Because they lost the first three test matches comprehensively to Australia in the Ashes series. But at the MCG, they come out with a sterling performance. Can you imagine a Boxing Day test being over in 2 days? What's up both England and Australia? One will never know. Right, the Aussies were put into bat first. They made only 152. But what's surprising is their performance in their second innings. They were just bowled out for 132. And mind you, like I made mention yesterday, if the Aussies had, let's say, set a target of around 200 runs, England would have struggled. But everything looked different. Look at the scores. I mean, England did very well to bowl Australia out for 132. So basically, the lead was 175. But it's still challenging on a pitch like what MCG offered this time around. The first test in Perth lasted only 827 deliveries. That also was over in 2 days. And this particular test match lasted only 857 deliveries. But the difference is the first test was won by Australia and the second by England by 4 wickets. So England will take heart that they are a side. If they apply themselves, they could be a handful. I mean, they could challenge any team in the world, and they proved it. And to win a test match in Australia, the Boxing Day test, is a Herculean task. Right, let me quickly run through the scorecard first. Australia 152 and 132 in the second innings. They got undone in the second innings by Blyton Cars, who took 4 for 34. Then Ben Stokes, 3 for 28. And Josh Tung, who got a 5 in the first innings, took 2 for 44. They were set a target of 175, and I can tell you, against an Aussie seam attack on given conditions, it was Herculean. But they did superbly well. They got there with 4 wickets to spare, and winning the test by 4 wickets is fantastic for England. So it remains 3-1. Of course, Australia have retained the Ashes, but at least England go back very happy and will be confident when they play the fifth and final test at the SCG. Good to see Zach Crawley make 37, Ben Duckett, the opener, making 34. But Jacob Bethell was the man of the day. He made a superb 40, orchestrated the win for England. He looked very vulnerable when we saw him bat in the first innings because, I mean, he practically threw his wicket but really applied himself in the second essay to make sure that he stuck around and played constructive cricket, played the bowling by its merit, and he got his 40 runs in 46 deliveries. Good to see. Stark, 2 for 55. Jack Richardson, 2 for 22. And Scott Bolan, who bowled very well in the first innings, took 2 for 29. All in all, I think Australia will be disappointed that they lost this test match, that's for sure. I mean, no team wants to lose after they dominated the series so far. Right now, let's move on to Asia. The Sri Lankan Lassies will play their fourth T20 against the mighty Indians in Trivandrum. India have already won the series 3-0, and that too they have beaten Sri Lankan Lassies comprehensively. So Chamari Attapattu and co will have to now start thinking out of the box. Nothing much to think. They need to bat the 20 overs. A senior player like Chamari or one of the top order batters has to bat the 20 overs. That's one way out because the Indian bowling looks extremely good. And of course, we all know that they have one of the strongest batting lineups in world cricket. And that's why they are the world champions. It's going to be challenging. But let's sincerely hope that Sri Lanka will put up a better show today. Play gets underway at 7 o'clock local time. And you can watch the live coverage on Star Sports. Right, that's it from me and Lucky Pires for today. I hope you will have a wonderful day. Enjoy yourselves. We'll see you again more of the latest tomorrow. In the meantime, spin your record for your listening pleasure. Bye for now.